How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. Welcome to Like Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. Hello.
Hello, Tom.
Susie, lots to talk about. Firstly, that you're going to be on The Apprentice You're Fired tomorrow.
I am, it's true. All the rumours that you've heard about me being on The Apprentice You're Fired are true.
So good.
We had a really fun time, didn't we?
I'm sorry, I had a bit of a cold, so I didn't really sort of catch up with you.
Well, that's okay. I'm always disappointed when you won't let me lick your face, but you didn't.
I know, Susie. You've got to stop that.
I watched a documentary about lizards and, you know, I just want to be...
Is that right? Is that what lizards do?
No, they lick their own eyes just to make sure that they stay wet when it's very hot.
Oh, God bless them for that.
I saw a thing on TikTok that I thought if Tom sees this, he might cry.
Oh, what is it?
Do you want me to tell you what it is? It's in a country that is very, 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 very far away. Okay. I don't know where, but you need to know it's far away, Tom. It's not England, Ireland, Scotland or Wales.
Okay, fine.
A man, there's like some rumbling in the man's ceiling.
No.
And then a little tail pops out. Anyway, it's like two humongous snakes.
Oh, my God.
I mean, like anaconda style.
Oh, my God. What sort of house
And I thought, if Tom sees this, it will ruin his day.
What sort of house?
A dilapidated one?
Yes, that's the thing. That's the thing.
If you let your house become dilapidated...
If you don't do the hoovering, what do you expect? You know? That's what you've always said, isn't it? I will say it again as well. Susie, what do you think about this phenomenon I heard about? Apparently, people are sticking tampons in whiskey and then shoving them up their bums to try and get drunk.
Oh, I heard this.
What do you think about it?
Well, obviously I've done it.
Obviously.
Why do you think I had such a good time at the Comedy Awards? Bottle of Maker's Mark and a couple of tampons.
It sounds very dangerous, doesn't it? But also,
let's not do that.
But I don't know. But it must. I mean, it's called like, what is it called? Fanny chugging or something.
And, oh my God, I knew her.
Fanny chugging, yeah.
That sounds like a drag queen.
I know. Fanny's such a funny name. Fanny Waterman, for those of you who play the piano, was a writer of piano books. Many of us had. Fanny Waterman.
Was that method. Something that amused you as a teenager?
No, I was too scared because I was sort of 9 years old when I was on the Fanny Waterman method.
Of course.
It was slightly the wrong. I was too shocked to laugh. but yes, this thing, I think it's called Fanny chugging. It might not be called that, but I just thought it was very interesting, like what people get up to post-pandemic.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? People are finding new ways to have fun. Had this been a thing during the pandemic, who knows what might have happened?
Oh my goodness, can you imagine? I would have been doing it all the time.
But is it because there's loads of veins in your bum?
Maybe.
It's the end of nerves, isn't it? Isn't it a thing that, like, famous people sometimes blow cocaine up their bums?
Well, I have heard rumours about that, yeah.
You move in very showbiz circles. Has anyone offered to do that for you recently?
No, never. Never, actually. Never.
Oh.
I barely get a cup of coffee.
People have coffee enemas as well, don't they?
Oh, that's true. What is that all about? Is that apparently do you feel wonderful or something?
Oh, I don't know. I feel quite tired this morning. I'd give anything a go. What is it? Nescafe, two scoops.
It's actually a frappuccino.
Oh, yeah. A gold one.
Yeah. Be careful.
Oh, wait a minute. I just need to nip out. I've made a terrible mistake.
Hello, Starbucks. Yes, I brought my own cup.
Pour it straight in. Yeah. And then, the straw in the top. Thanks so much. Bye.
Disgusting. What a disgusting way to start our show.
Good morning, you're like-minded friends.
I can't understand why we haven't got some sort of national radio deal.
I don't understand
Fanny
why
chugging,
they don't all come
coffee
knocking.
Up the ass.
Yes. Well, we didn't always talk about rude things, but I just thought, you know, let's just get it out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was going to say, though, actually, I wanted today to be about catching up on the last episode of Call the Midwife.
Well, of course, we simply must talk about
that. Oh, there's so much to talk about there, isn't there, Suze?
Yeah,
did you
there
enjoy
really is.
It?
Well, of course, yeah. Yeah, I found it to be just the right side of cheesy.
I mean, there was a lot going on there, wasn't there?
There was a lot going on. There's a lot going on in Anata's house.
Oh, but, I mean, there's been some other news there, which I think means there's a new series.
Well, of course, Tom. It can't stop now.
St. Nanutta's will
Heidi
not
Thomas
be
is a national treasure.
Exactly. All of them. Lot going on. Morning suits getting swapped around. That never got resolved as a storyline, though, did it?
No, it didn't. It didn't. That was very much a D plot that went nowhere, I feel.
Yeah, there was like, oh, no, nobody's morning suit fit. And then they were like, oh, yes, it's halfway up my arms. Oh, well. And then when it got to it, they all looked fine. So what was that all about?
What do you think happened? There needed to be a cut. For the editor in the final moment.
They were like,
we've got
too much here. Why don't we just,
ding off suits.
Let's just, people will get it that they get swapped around. Just play some sad music. No one asks any questions.
Exactly that.
There was a car accident. And not being funny, but they're only going at about 8 miles an hour.
Yeah, I know. But it was quite shocking, wasn't it?
Well, it was a bit much, wasn't it? Why did that have to happen? And then the hotel caught fire. Why did that happen? Trixie was being very troublesome.
Yeah, I mean... There was a lot going on, wasn't there? He looked nice, though, didn't he? Did you find him handsome?
No, not really. He's too shiny, you know?
Yes, I do know what you mean. He's a bit too prim and, done.
He's a bit, everything, and got loads of money, but who cares? Oh, my grandmother's tiara. Oh.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you mean, but I thought it was a great way to end the series.
No, it's a good way to end the series, Suze. I mean, that Vanessa Redgrave bit at the end, as we said, thought she'd never stop talking.
Yeah, well, I thought it was going to take us all the way up to the Christmas special.
I think it probably did. There was a bit of outdoor lighting. Fairy lights, did they exist in the 60s? I don't know.
I don't know. Surely that it must be someone's job to be like a historical confirmer.
Oh, yes. You think, I think they do have someone on there. But, I mean, I get it. But the spa thing, they do a spa in St. Nanutta's.
Yeah.
But I was like, I don't think spas existed like that in the 60s, did they?
Well, people putting cucumber on their eyes.
Yeah, I don't think all that was a thing, was it?
Well, I don't know, Tom. I wasn't there. Of course you were.
Well, of course I was. I've been alive for 200 years. But I don't know if people did that sort of thing in the 60s. They might, unless it was like medicinal or they were somewhere far away. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't know.
It's hard to say, Tom. It's hard to say, but I loved it. You know, I won't have a bad word said against it.
Well, Suze, I just felt there was a lot to cover there. A lot to cover.
Oh, and Trixie's gay brother.
Oh, my God. I mean, where did he spring from?
I mean, they haven't confirmed his sexuality, but it feels...
Well, the signs are there, aren't they?
It
roll
feels
necks.
Sewn on, doesn't
please.
It?
Please. Please.
I'm literally wearing a roll neck right now.
Exactly. Exactly, Susie. Roll necks equal gay. Everybody knows that. If you're not gay and you're wearing a roll neck, it might turn you.
It really might. That's true. You must be careful. That's how a lot of people end up gay. Like, I mean, Alfie wasn't gay, was he, before he put on a roll neck?
Did
and
he
then...
put on that roll neck? And it was the same
quite
one.
Quite literally,
as...
Puff.
Yeah. Puff, there you go. Exactly. Like Chunky Knits. Well, you can end up Scandinavian.
Again, Chunky Knits. Great name for a drag queen.
Great. Fanny Chunky Knits. Yeah.
Chunky Fanny Knits.
Yes, Fanny Waterman. I've really got to thinking about her. If anybody out there played the piano, maybe you were the Fanny Waterman method as well.
Get in touch.
Do get in touch. You know the number.
I just say as well, we are going to do a couple of episodes that are solely about correspondence. The reason we haven't had any is because, as people know, I've been having the upstairs plastered. That's not a euphemism.
Oh, and I didn't know you were getting it plastered now, dear.
We're getting it plastered. That was what the big hoo-ha was. So it means it's been quite a long job.
And when you said you had a big hoo-ha, I thought you were talking about something else.
Thomas, please. I told you that in confidence. And anyway.
What's wrong with me today?
I love it.
Rude, outrageous. Sorry, everybody.
It's because you're tired.
Yeah, I am a bit tired. I've had a bit of a cold. Sorry if I sound a bit coldy.
No, you sound sexy.
Do I?
Yeah, even more so now.
Hello, St. Donata's, midwife speaking.
Midwife speaking. It's... Anyway, I mean, it's a really long story short, but...
No, but we don't
people, I mean, people don't care, but... The emails are on my old laptop, and I thought, oh, that's fine. I can just use that for the like-minded friends.
She's got a new laptop,
stuff.
Everybody.
I've got a new laptop. It's going all right. And then, anyway, long story short, it uses a different charger. The furniture has been taped up.
Taped
and, like,
up?
Covered in, like, cling film so that it doesn't get
goodness.
Any...
Like a fetish
anyway,
club.
Like a fetish club. So the upstairs bit is like a fetish club, and... my charger is trapped within the fetishness.
Oh, Susie. Oh, no. You've got your charger under
so
the
table. So that's why there's been no correspondence, but there will be next week.
Oh,
because
Susie.
Because the rooms will be finished.
Because the typewriter's upstairs.
The typewriter. I could see you with the typewriter. That feels like the sort of over-the-top thing you might do.
I would. They're bloody noisy, though, typewriters.
I know. Imagine writing a whole book on a typewriter.
Can you imagine? Like David Sedaris, I think, used to write with one. I don't know if he still does. Tom Hanks, of course, collects them.
Oh, yeah, of course. Can you hear people talking outside the room? The people that are doing the windows are here. The windows still haven't been done. That's a whole
The windows
story.
Still haven't been done, Suze. What's happening with Lee?
Oh, there was a problem with the suppliers, da-da-da-da. Anyway, they've just arrived now. It's all very over the top.
So what happened? But what was Lee doing when he came around before? Was he just measuring up?
A different window.
Oh, I see. So what's he doing? Your front bay?
Yeah, and today they're doing the baby's room.
Well, that's going to be
can't
great.
Can't have her being cold.
No. And what about... So you're doing... So you've done the front bay. Have you done the upstairs garden?
No, we're still waiting on that. Oh, the garden, yes.
The garden door, that's open.
Yeah, see, my garden's upstairs, people might not realise.
Very confusing, isn't it?
It's not a roof terrace. I simply live on a hill.
Yes, she lives on an angle. But that's done. Because I would quite like to see a photograph of that, actually.
No problem, I can send that to you.
I would like that.
Quite promptly, like that. Actually.
I'd like that. But so what's the plastering situation? I didn't know this was all going on.
Oh, it's just, it's... There was moisture in the wall. We had a wall. What's it called when it's like not brick?
A partition wall,
thank you. Yes, I think so. Anyway, the partition wall, you know, we had all that trouble when we moved in with the roof, with the leaking. Anyway, turns out we found out where all the water was going. It was into the partition wall.
Oh,
so
no.
When they were doing stuff to it, it wasn't an anaconda, but it was the, what do you call it? The thermal stuff they put in the wall.
The insulation.
You know that stuff? The insulation was all black.
Because it had gone mouldy.
So then they had to take down a wall.
No.
Tom, he could put his foot straight through it because it was so moisture-y once they took off the first bit. It was really disgusting, actually.
Oh.
Anyway, so now we've got a new wall coming. I mean, it's been a real time.
Are you
but
tempted
it's fine.
To have it open
I mean,
plan?
I appreciate...
Are you tempted to have it open plan for a while?
Well, we thought about having it open plan, but then I just really need an office because, you know... It's like
a big
my
office?
Little space to work. Oh, no, it's only a little pokey one. But I don't mind that because it just gives me... I can just shut the door and be away from everyone.
Okay, you like that. You like to be cosy and warm.
Cosy, warm and judgy.
Oh, right. Yeah.
That's sort of my...
Lovely.
My
lovely.
Desire.
My brother would say cosy, safe and warm when he was a baby.
Oh, I love that.
Cosy, safe and warm. I don't think he says it anymore when he's 35 years old.
Let me tell you, the next time I see him, I'm going to say that.
He'd like it, yeah.
How are you, James? Cosy, safe and warm?
He's cosy, safe and warm. That's
oh, good, to, good for him.
Good for him, right. Sue, sorry, what were you going to say there?
I was going to ask you how your tour's been. Where you been? What you been
we've
doing?
We've been having a lovely time. I went to Treorchy. I went to Aberystwyth. And then, following day, we drove down to Crawley. So, you know, it's really covering some miles.
You really are? And are you having support?
Yes. It's been very nice. We've had Dane Buckley on the last couple of shows.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've had
Louise Young,
she's and great. Jake Lambert. And,
oh, great!
Yeah, and so it's been nice, very nice.
Very nice. How do you do it, Tom? Do you go on and then they go on? Or do they go
I
on?
I go
then
on
go
and
on?
Then they go on. And then I
and
come
then you
back.
Have a little interval.
And then I come back after to a bit, and then we have a little interval. And then.
Oh, that's good.
And then we And then I come back to do the second half. Yeah, it's been very nice, actually. Very nice.
And you did a double record of The Apprentice. You're fired yesterday.
Yes, we did double of that.
Quite tired.
Well, it does knock me for six a little bit, but in a fun way, you know, in a fun way.
It's a lovely team.
Oh, very nice people, aren't they? Very nice. They came to the Comedy Awards. No, they're lovely. They're all lovely. So we do have a nice time on that. And we have nice guests. And you know, I really love doing it. It's very, well, it's very straightforward to do as well. We don't mess around. So we, yeah, it's very...
And you're often meeting people that are very sort of high-end in the business world.
High-end business people, yes.
Which is, I mean, very successful types, aren't they?
Very successful, high-achievers. High-achievers. Yes, high-achievers. Yes, they're very... they're always very nice to me, though. But, yeah.
Well, of course, why wouldn't they be? You're a high-achiever.
Yeah, well, not really.
You are a high-achiever, just in a different way.
Different fields, isn't it? Yes.
Well, different fields for different
people. Well, we had lovely Dean yesterday.
Yes, lovely Dean. He's a tech squillionaire.
Tech CEO. Yeah, he's brilliant. I really like
Very good. Very clever.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
The whole time I was sitting next to him, I was thinking, should I be asking him about Bitcoin? Oh. Is that the top of... Should I be Bitcoin?
You could have asked him about your laptop charger. He's very big in tech. He'd probably get you a new one.
Hi, Dean. I assume you're a fan of like-minded friends. Just wondering, having a bit of an ish with the old lappy-toppy. And so what else have you got on this week, Tom?
Well, Suze, I go to Bedford on Thursday.
Ooh, clang. The Corn Exchange.
The Corn Exchange, of course. And then looking forward to that. And then Alfie for Valentine's Day. I bought him tickets to see Cabaret.
Oh, in the West End.
In the West End. So.
Oh, that's going to be really nice.
Hopefully we'll have a nice time at that. Yeah.
Oh, how you've changed. I remember a time when you were like, oh, Valentine's Day. I hate it. I hate everyone that does it. It's so stupid and horrible. I don't know why people do it. Blah.
I did used to. I do still sort of find it a bit like that.
No, I won't have that. You love it. You absolutely love it. You're gay for it.
I'm gay for it. It's true. But I suppose I find... well, you know, obviously celebrated it with the mums this year, didn't we? But
well, of course.
You know, well, of course, as every good boy should. named Valentine as his mother. But the... but no, yes, it's true. Well, it's Alfie's birthday, actually, so we're doing it for... I sort of... Well, it was sort of...
Tom, just admit that you love Valentine's Day now that you're loved up.
Flowers, heart, chocolates, put on the bed, petals.
Love it. Roses, yeah.
All of that. I love it.
You know, a coffee enema. That's the word I'm looking for.
Coffee enemas, of course. What could be more?
One Simply Must.
Oh, and I tell you what. I was poking around my ear yesterday.
Oh, God. Oh, your ear. Fine. Really? I didn't know what you were going to say then.
Really hurt. Don't do it. It's true what they say. You shouldn't do it.
Are you literally just telling us that? I think we've completed conversation. Have we got boring?
No, but I just wanted to say because I just moved my head then and then it hurt. Oh, it was really... I just slapped my leg, as I said.
Oh, God, I think nurses have it hard, don't they?
I know, right? I know. I think you've got going to see a nurse. No, I wouldn't waste their time. But, you know, just a bit painful. Do be careful if you're prodding around in the air. They say you shouldn't, and I think they're right. Don't do it, everybody.
Okay, well, there you go. There's, you know, don't just say all we offer is chit-chat.
It's not all I ask is chit-chat. It's actually medical advice. Don't put a tampon up your bum soaked in vodka. Or whiskey, whichever you prefer.
Or if you've done it, don't do it again. Okay,
yeah,
you heard
if you've done
it,
don't do it again. You were lucky if you didn't, something bad didn't happen.
Keel over,
exactly.
Who found that out?
People have a lot of time on their hands. Susie, why do you think I like to keep so busy? The devil makes work for idle hands.
Your hands would have to be pretty idle to start thinking about that, wouldn't they?
They, well, you know, don't forget, as I say, it was a long pandemic, wasn't it? So
that's why I always think when, you know, like who was the first person to do a thing? Like who was the first person to milk
Angela
a cow?
Bassett.
Very good. So zeitgeisty. Look at us.
I know. Sorry to say.
No, but like who was the first person to like...
Milk a cow, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say milk a cow. And how many other animals had they milked before?
Oh, that's interesting, isn't it? I wonder.
Like, were they trying to milk a horse?
Oh, probably.
If things had gone differently, we'd be having like a cup of coffee with
Oh my God.
Yeah, nuts milk.
Imagine that cappuccino. Yeah, very different.
Yeah, really, really.
Well, I don't know, actually. It's true, isn't it? Or do you think there's something a bit like, you know, when animals just know what to do instinctively? Maybe we were like that.
I mean, yeah, maybe.
Not with sticking things up yourself, though. That's not really, it's not really animalistic, really, is it?
No. I just feel like I need to let the listener know. So at the moment, I'm in the lounge because I need to get away from all the noise in the house. Oh, and one of the guys that's doing the windows is now, like, in the window in front of me, and he's sort of looking at me quite puzzled, like, what are you doing holding a microphone?
Well, turn it around so we can see him.
No, oh, he's gone now. Please stay gone. But it was sort of quite embarrassing.
Windows and walls today. Have you got anything left of your house?
We've got the roof, but that's only because that was done before Crimbo. It's all happened. My fear of buying an old house, but it's lovely.
No,
it's fine.
Once it's done,
it's lovely. It's fine.
Once it's done, you don't need to worry. This is like any house. You have things to do.
Really? Have you done a thing in your house?
Oh, no, Angela Bassett did it.
Right, fine.
I'm really running with that, aren't I?
You're really running with it, and I love it. What did you think of that opening number for the BAFTAs?
Well, I sort of loved it, actually, because I thought, like, good for her. Like, she's been asked to do this performance, and she's really going for it. And everybody's, like, looking so po-faced and so kind of, like...
Yeah.
And you're just like, well, come on. Like, it's not like they have no experience of performing either. I don't get it when performers sit there and are just sort of unsupportive of another performer. Right. I'm like, you know what it's like.
Yeah, totally. I'm just going to have to move because there's noise happening in here now. Everywhere I go in the house, someone follows me making noise.
Oh, he's looking at you. He's sad that you've gone. He's like, oh, where's she gone? I liked her.
What, like looking at me doing my radio? Dream on, Suze.
Doing my radio. That's the glass door from the kitchen through to the hallway.
Oh, thanks so much for saying that.
Really nice, actually.
Thanks so much for saying that.
Oh, it looks really nice, the kitchen.
So I am...
Susie, you look so annoyed.
I'm fine. There's just a lot going on. And there's a lot of moving parts.
I know.
And I think Alice also needs somewhere to work now. Are you okay?
Oh, Alice is there.
It's really noisy. Lee's there. Okay. Why are you holding your chest like that? I think Alice is sort of mocking me, like, oh, you've got a podcast to do. Do you want to come and say hello? Oh, look, people were asking for Alice on the podcast. We've only got a few minutes left. Alice, come and talk to Tom for a moment.
Listen, I really do need to go on a work call.
No, come here, it's fine. Come
Alice,
and say hello.
You don't need to go on a work call.
Do a meeting with Anthony.
But you don't talk about their names on the podcast. Upwards of 10 people listen to this.
So sorry. Yeah. Hello, caller.
Do I look very stressed?
Yeah. Hi, Tom. Dearest, there's so much going on in our house. There's so many people.
It sounds like Downton Abbey there.
It does sound like Downton Abbey. And it's upstairs, downstairs, Tom.
It really isn't it for you guys?
It is upstairs.
Susie
and they all need something.
Isn't it?
Like, other than the lovely boys upstairs, who I shan't name, but they are fantastic.
They've just arrived.
Everybody else just desperately needs something.
Oh, Susie looks so angry when the man was literally doing his job in the window.
I've never seen
Susie look so frustrated. She was like, well, I just have to go in the other room. Well, because I like an audience. So.
Right, I really must get
you
on,
go on
with
the
my
jump,
job.
Jump on the, do the thing.
Lovely to see you, Tom.
Okay, lovely to see you too. Hopefully we'll see you soon for sure. Lots of love, hon. Okay, bye for now.
Oh, God.
I made another Angela Bassett reference as well.
Did you? Oh, good for you, actually. Mm. So there's now knocking happening.
Oh, no. Knocking as well. It's a knocking shot.
It's just relentless now.
You do need to walk.
It's fine. It's just, this is what happens.
This is what
the door's wide open. It's fucking freezing. I mean, it's fine. I shouldn't be moaning about this because I expect people are listening, going, "Oh, well, you've got enough money to have your windows done. You lucky bitch."
Yes,
so
probably,
you know,
probably.
I need to just really quickly tell you about something.
What's it?
So we've got the boys that are upstairs, doing, like, who've done the wall for us and done everything. Yeah. Me and Alice call them the good boys because they're like geezer boys. They're a bit like your brother. They're like geezer men that are really kind.
Oh, that's nice.
And honestly, yeah. we've both fallen in love with them.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's really. I think it might be an issue in our marriage, but like we keep saying, like, oh, the good boys are here, and we don't really want the good boys to finish because they're so nice.
Well, knocking another wall.
Yeah, and I think like, yeah, so I could take them up some tea, and I even give them the good biscuits.
Zeus, what do you like?
Yeah, I know. I take them up Hobnobs and a coffee.
What, chocolate ones?
All right, boys. Sorry?
Chocolate ones?
Yeah.
Wow, they won't want to leave either.
Well, no, I know. So anyway, they're moving in. We've got a couple of lodgers.
Oh, that's great. No wonder they're putting in that partition wall. they're getting it nice for themselves. Oh, that's nice.
But you know, I'm going to go make the good boys.
Have they got names?
They are called Joe and Theo. And they're doing such a good job.
And did you say you were about to make them a sandwich?
No, not a sandwich. I'm going to make them a coffee before I run and get the train into town.
Oh, that's nice. Will you make them a sandwich? Oh, you're waving at them now.
I'm waving at them. I'm waving at the good boys.
You might make them a...
You know, heavily tattooed, but unbelievably kind. You know? Love
I'm sure,
it. Absolutely
I'm sure the
it.
Listeners can picture that.
Oh, love it.
I'm sure they have many times already. But I feel like the window dressers, what are they called? They're the bad boys, are they?
They're not the bad boys. It's just they've done a great job. That it's just very loud.
It's just very loud.
It's very loud for someone that does a lot of podcasting. Basically, Susie should have thought about this.
No, Susie.
You know, earlier in her life.
No, Susie.
Because dear Emma, our producers had to organise me studios for out very last minute, so that
well,
I can
literally you've had to go out
from...
to do out. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. I know. I'm going to do. I'll be doing in next series.
Much easier. Oh.
So much easier.
Oh, Suze. Well, don't worry. It'll be done and it'll be lovely. But I know it's frustrating.
It'll be done and it'll be lovely.
But it's your home.
It's fine.
A noise. I can't bear noise. You know me. I cannot bear noise. I don't like bad music.
You cannot bear noise.
I don't like it.
Well, should we leave our listener?
And well, I'm sure.
I feel like I need to apologise for all the noise of my... Susie, I'm a bit stressy this morning. I'm so sorry. Susie, oh, God. Is it like I'm having... Is the voices in my head?
That's the main noise I think you're worried about. But
is the movie in my mind?
The movie in my mind. Yes, The Castle on the Cloud. It's all. it's all.
Love, you've just here. Merged two musicals, but that's fine.
But both hits in the 80s, weren't they? Both.
Oh,
hits.
Huge. Miss Saigon, of course, and Les Miserables.
Les Miserables. And then, of course, there was Martin Guerre around the same time, which a lot of people might remember.
Oh, no, I don't know him.
As well, it was by Shernan and Burbo. Whatever they
are. Bless Burbo. You.
From Les Miserables.
That never gets old when someone says something you don't hear and you say, bless you.
I know. Or the drag queen one, of course, which I tried to do at the Comedy Awards and then tripped up over it.
Doesn't matter. You did a great job.
Well, that's very kind of you to say, Suze, as I say.
Well, I'm sorry if I've been all over the place this morning, but...
Suze, you really haven't. You mustn't apologize. I'm sorry. You've been absolutely perfect.
I keep apologizing. I don't know why.
Please, Suze, please.
I mean, I think because I'm a bit tired, I'm in that mood where, you know, you're like, I'm sorry, I'm here. I'm sorry, I'm your friend.
Suze, please don't apologize. You're absolutely perfect as you are. Don't change a thing.
Absolutely perfect in every way. Thanks so much. Well, join us next week on Like-Minded Friends. We're both on tour. Tom's got two books. Anything else? I'm on The Apprentice tomorrow.
That's today. Which is today. No, it'll be on Thursday.
Thursday. So sorry.
And then... and then
I got to do the cold open. I liked that it said cold open.
Suze, yes.
It feels like SNL, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's very absolutely. Exciting. So brilliant. You did that so well.
Oh, I was funny. Very excited to say hello.
So funny. It was so good.
I'm Susie Ruffle. Welcome to The Apprentice You're Fired. I know.
It was so good.
What a fun time.
It was
a
really fun time.
How lovely to work together.
I know, right? It was so easy.
And you're so good. You're so good as a host. You're very listening. And because we both work with hosts that are pricks. And so it's so lovely when someone makes so much room.
Well, there's plenty of room. Plenty of room on my broomstick. but no, it's wonderful. And Susie, your tour starts in just a few weeks. So.
Oh, it does indeed. Yes, it does indeed. Going all over the place. So do get in touch.
Do get in touch. You know the number.
Well,
we'll let everybody get off.
And I need to go and make the good boys a cup of tea.
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course. Priorities. Well, we'll speak to you next week. Okay, everybody.
Speak to you next week. Yeah. Okay. Cheers, guys. Thanks. All right. Bye.
Okay. Bye. 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 Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.